I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Not right off the bat or anything.
Right? Sure. Just cold open.
Speaking of cold, I am playing hurt tonight. I got whatever's been going around. My kid had it bad. My kid had it like the... What's the 24-hour flu we used to call it, where like you would be really bad for 24 hours, like throwing up and shit, and then it'd sort of taper off.
Was that the norovirus?
Yeah, right. The bird flu. I don't know. Well, I'm making
no.
It up.
Definitely wasn't the bird flu.
No.
Noro, you might be right though. No, but like he got it and was like he couldn't keep food down for like a day and a half. Like I've never seen him like that before. So. He got it bad, had a cough and all that shit, and now yesterday, I was telling Ski earlier, it's like I didn't work yesterday because I had the chills. I know, right? It's funny because it was amazing. By the way, I was telling Ski too, it's like my bed is like literally right next to my workspace. I can roll out of bed and work through most things, but I fucking couldn't do it yesterday. My wife
called out of work Monday and Tuesday this week because she was sick. And I'm like,
yeah,
your workstation is 30 feet to your left.
Right.
Get the fuck up.
Does your job track
like if you're not inputting something on your computer every like 5 minutes? It'll alert your superiors.
So we have Microsoft Teams, and it shows you when you haven't been doing stuff on your computer. Mm. Like if you're not doing stuff on your computer, it shows you as away. So like literally, like if like a veteran's trick is to like go check back and move your mouse every once in a while.
Get one of those little bird things that have the fluid in it and they bob like this, just have it just enough to tick your mouse so it activates.
Tie a string to your mouse. Yeah.
Man, I miss the America where people just showed up to work sick.
They
just battled through it.
And spread it between the entire office. Yeah.
Listen, we survived COVID. We'll be fine with your minor cough.
I mean, some of us did. A lot of people didn't.
Well, we're all here.
Are we, though? Are we really? Yeah. I don't know, man.
But seriously, work from home, people. The softest batch cookies on the face of the earth.
I know.
Oh, my God. They want me to interact with humans? Face to face? Whoa! Dorks. I tell my wife this too, so I'm not picking on...
It is by far the best thing to come from COVID.
It is the lamest thing. It's killed downtowns in every country in the world. It has killed downtowns. No downtown is good anymore. It is all as dead as an AIDS patient in the 80s, and it's all because people work remotely. People in Cottage Grove can't be bothered to get a croissant downtown because they have to talk to a person in person. They just order it off Uber Eats and sit at home while they're working remotely. It is the worst. That is the worst plague COVID has given us, is work from home, people.
This guy toeing the right wing podcast line as he should.
I'm not wrong. I'm not. This is empirical facts.
Speaking the truth.
Was downtown Portland better in 2018 or 2025?
Well, it didn't exist after 2018. So, I mean, that's burnt.
I'm just saying.
Example.
I think it needs to swing all the way back and go back to, you know, like a 2-martini lunch in the office shit.
Mad Men style, right?
Bring it back. I mean, they want to make America great like the 50s again, right? Isn't that the whole MAGA movement?
Give everybody their own office and have a full liquor bar in each office.
And you could smoke inside.
But like the funny thing about people that work from home is there's no shame in calling in sick. You just pick up your phone and you go, "My name is Peter Smith, ID badge 47255. Sniffles out for the day. 12:14.
Yeah, bro, we have so That's many. It. We have so many. You don't. Sick
you
days
can't.
Too.
You don't.
It's crazy.
You don't have to show up and be like, my guy.
Your boss.
There
sends
was an
you
oath.
Home, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was peak Americana. Yeah. Republicans are right on the pussification of America on this front.
Yeah,
they 100% are.
Spread that shit. Hive immunity or whatever, right? Like, yeah, man, come on.
You guys are like, I have to drive to work? What? That's time theft. You live 4 miles away. You live 4 miles away. You can drive to work.
Yes, one could, but I tell you what is appreciated, that extra fucking hour I get to either sleep
that
in
hour
or whatever. Yeah.
Again, yeah.
Both ways.
But so
yeah.
You get all this, you bank all this sleep and you can't fight through a sick day. Mm. Again.
Soft.
Republicans are right.
Republicans are right. I am admitting that
you're
it is a
pussy.
Big
you're
fucking
a pussy.
Deal.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I don't call in sick ever, because you can sit it. I'm agreeing with you. You can sit at a computer and fucking power through it. I did that shit today, but I couldn't do it yesterday. I'm telling you, my brain was not fucking working, and I gotta talk to people, man. I can't talk to people in our community and fucking.
You're talking to them over a computer. They don't gotta see you.
No, but you gotta have them. Intelligible thoughts.
You do not. We are American workers. We are fed slop and we feed people slop, because what we do is feed people slop.
That's true.
Broggy, you don't have a text to talk like app running on your computer, so you literally don't have to
we
interact
all use
at all.
AI now, anyways. I could just like
you just go.
Yeah.
You literally just go. I don't know why that denial letter came through.
Yeah. Hey.
I will put you through.
Hey, a co-pilot or whatever, you know, like answer all of my emails for me. Thanks. I'm going to go sleep. Yeah.
The Michael Jordan flu game would not exist today. It doesn't exist today. And it's all because COVID made everyone soft.
Yeah. Well, it used to be
only people that were making $1 million+ a year could work from home. And now Walmart Spark employees making $17,000 a year working from home. Because they're just answering surveys. That's what we've become as a country.
Yeah, you got your health maintenance days, like in the NBA. Jordan had no health maintenance days.
Yeah, mental health day. I can't even imagine calling in and saying I have a mental health day. Well, what happened? I don't know. My team lost yesterday. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I should have done that shit on Monday. Like, Seahawks winning a Super Bowl, that shit in Levi Stadium? Fuck that, man. I can't work under these circumstances. What are we talking about?
I thought you were going to say because you had to watch Bad Bunny perform the halftime. You needed to take that day off to process what you witnessed.
Like, boss, look, I know what you're going to say. He didn't speak one word of English. Or, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say to my kids? You know, like,
that would be an acceptable reason to call out. That would be. I don't want to hear about your norovirus. Go to work. Spread it. You don't like Cheryl anyway.
Spreader. No.
Do you like Bill? Do you like Peg? You don't. Spread it anyway. Get them sick. Hopefully they have a child who has an immune deficiency and you kill them.
This guy, he's got the Trump hump hat on too. Like it's perfect. Oh boy. I don't want to read anything in the chat right now. Like, Jesus Christ, you guys. You guys need to, like, find Jesus. You know what I mean? Find Jesus.
Are they telling you to infect people and kill people too?
They're wanting to infect people, but like in different ways, man. Like, they're talking about infections. Yeah, but like different.
Okay. I don't know if I want to see this.
Yeah, no, exactly. Let's see. Okay, so it is February 12th, I'm Alex, he's King, he's Ski. We're Sports Brewery on all of the things, including YouTube, including Twitch. Find us on all of the things. Our movie on Sunday is The Rover. It is on Netflix. It's my movie, and maybe do some acid before you watch it or something. I don't know. The Rover, it's on Netflix. Watch it, listen to us talk about it. And fuck ice. Okay, so where should we start? We could start with the Super Bowl. Chambliss got his extra year of eligibility after suing the NCAA and winning, which is a pretty big deal. I think it was like sort of like a no-brainer, but we'll talk about
when
that.
But he win, he, I mean, he technically won. He just got an injunction, but
yeah, sure.
He's going to win.
Sure.
But let's start with the Super Bowl just because I was thinking about this today.
Okay.
So I'm a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think people know this, right? If you're listening, you know this, right?
Correct.
Absolutely.
So this is the first Super Bowl in like 8 years I haven't had any emotional attachment to. It was weird.
Yeah, how was it?
Because last year they played, they lost. The year before, they played, they won. The year before, they played, they won. The year before, they lost at home in the AFC Championship game because Patrick Mahomes went dead brain. I was like, they were better than the Bengals and the Rams. They should be playing in this game and winning another Super Bowl, the second for Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and Jones and whatever. And then the year before, during COVID, as we're all looking to a piece of positivity, the Chiefs played in a Super Bowl and they unfortunately lost. The year before that, they played in a Super Bowl and they won. And the year before that, they lost in the AFC Championship, which was fine. It was a great game against the Patriots. But I was like, God damn it, the rules were different. They never got the fucking ball. Whoever got the ball first in that AFC Championship game was going to score a touchdown and win because both defenses were gassed. So this is the first time literally since like 2017 where I have watched a Super Bowl with no emotional attachment because my team either wasn't in it or I didn't think they should be in it. Because this year they were a dumb team. They never got off the field on third down, you know, whatever. The metrics will tell you they're actually a better team this year than last year, which is crazy.
But
that's the same metrics that say the Seahawks are the third best team of all time on ESPN. Good old DVOA.
Best defense ever.
But it was weird. It was like the first time in almost a decade where I was like, oh, wow, Seahawks fans are mutants. Like, we know that. They're born with tails. Some of them are born with a third eye. They don't have opposable thumbs.
They have the third eye, but they don't see with it.
They might have a third eye.
It's like one of those like bobbly eye things. It just sort of like settles at the bottom and it just sort of floats there.
Yeah. They're just weird mutants and they proudly wear a color called Xbox Green. Yeah. They're just fucking freaks.
In a jersey with fan on the back of it. Like, what are we doing?
And then, you know, like the Pats were in it and, you know, the Pats, New England is obnoxious. They've had their fun. Yeah. You know, we don't need to see Dave Portnoy, you know, doing a pizza review and all that as a winner, but it was just bizarre for me. I was like, oh, I'm just eating a jalapeno popper or watching the Super Bowl and I just don't care. The game stunk.
That was check out. Yeah.
Because usually if you don't care about a game and it's a good, exciting game, I think you enjoy it more because, like you said, if you're invested, you know, the anxiety to get you more than the enjoyment, right? But if it's a good game and you have nothing vested in it, it's a great experience. But my God, what a fucking just snooze fest for a good 3+ quarters.
That game sucked. Like,
it was bad.
I fucking hated it going into it. Like, the least you could do is give me an exciting, like, Drake May sucks. Like, Drake May sucks
in the playoffs. He sucked in the playoffs.
I believe he sucked about the last month of the regular season as well.
Like, I guess credit to the Seahawks D, too. Like, their front just
thoroughly dominated.
He did finish
second in the MVP vote, so.
Well, okay. A white quarterback in New England making the Super Bowl?
I mean, a white quarterback in Los Angeles is the reason why the white quarterback.
That is true. That is.
Because a white guy on Twitter who wanted to get pub was like, I'm voting Justin Herbert, number one in MVP. When I see value, that's what I see.
And then a white quarterback in Denver fucked everything up as well.
Denver should have been in that game. They probably would have lost, but Denver should have been in that game. Like,
no, I think Seattle, like I said in the Discord, because I don't want to come off like I know. Again, they're mutants. They have tails.
No, their fans suck. Yeah, every single one of them. Yeah, yeah.
But Seattle was a worthy champion this year. They were. They definitely were. But the Broncos would have made it a good game, and maybe the Broncos could have won. Like, they wouldn't have been, like, insurmountable underdogs by any stretch. Because if you've even, like Darnold did throw a couple passes that was like, oh, that's the guy who threw 20 picks this year or 20 turnovers, whatever it was. That's the guy. And they just, they weren't picks.
Yo, Christian Gonzalez, like, fuck, bro. He had a great game, balled out, but catch one of those, bro. Like, he knocked down, like, five passes, hit him in both hands, like, catch one of those.
Unlimited
pass
deflections.
One of those, just catch. Like, bro. Especially that one at the goal line, too. Like, they kicked the field goal after he didn't catch it.
Which fucking field goal? Which field goal?
Yeah, fair enough. Like, Myers should have been the MVP. Yeah.
They should have. I mean, NFL is just not ready for a kicker MVP, even though he should have won.
2026.
Maybe the punter.
Or the bar of the punter.
Year of our Lord. Yeah.
Three punts inside the five or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
They ever had
pretty
a
good.
Joint MVP before in the Super Bowl? I don't know. Should have.
I mean, honestly, defense unit should have been the actual MVP, but you can't give it
Wasn't there a punter who was the MVP of the NFL season in like 1981?
Was it like Red Grange because he was a punter? And
No. Like,
you're missing it by like 30 years if you're talking about.
No, I think in 1981, either a punter or a kicker for the Washington Redskins was the NFL regular season MVP.
No. A punter has never won the NFL MVP.
Okay, so look up kicker.
NFL kicker.
This could be great. Please say yes.
Mark Moseley is the only place kicker in NFL history to win an AP NFL MVP award.
Okay,
wow.
So maybe that was okay.
1982.
That's insane.
What?
Yep.
What?
What?
1982? Like
1982.
What
it was for the Washington
Redskins.
Right
before Joe Montana started playing. Like Dan Fouts was a thing.
Here's the stats. So this was the strike shortened season of 82.
Okay.
He was 20 of 21 on field goals and 16 of 19 on extra points.
What?
In
he missed
nine
three
games.
Extra points? That's back when they were like from the 7 yard line. What?
He averaged just over two field goals and just over two extra points a game. That's your MVP.
That is insane.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, how did the NFL ever become what it is now?
Incredible. Incredible. Paul Tagliabue, that's how. Paul Tagliabue changed the game.
It's always fucking Tagliabue.
Yep. All right, Super Bowl thoughts. Any more? So what was it like watching as an impartial fan for the first time in like forever? Did you just chill? Like, ate food?
Yeah, and I was honestly like, boy.
Because I did this, too. Like, did you spend, like, swaths of the game not paying attention and just, like...
Yeah, like, it was pretty much just conversations, just not really watching the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different,
it was nice.
Right? Yeah, it's different.
Because, like, last year, I literally had to spend 3.5 hours because I was like, oh, it's 10-0. And I know how this line is, and Pat's already thrown the bad interception. It's not getting better. But I spent like 3+ hours just getting dog walked by everyone. So this one was nice. It was just genuinely nice to wake up and go, it's a Super Bowl. So I can be kind of gluttonous, but my emotions have not, my season ended 94 days ago or whatever it was. Like, I'm cool. I'm fine. It's great.
Yeah, it's so different. Like,
I was this is like how normies watch the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. I went to my buddy up in Portland's house when the Niners were in the Super Bowl, and I'm a fan. I'm sitting leaning forward like pissed off.
Oh, I love the lean forward.
Pissed off.
I love the lean forward.
There's like casuals. Like, you and I this year, casuals sitting around just bullshitting, like, oh, hey, that play was fun. Like, and I'm looking over and I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, don't you see everything is riding on this? You fucking hack. Like, get out of this.
Well,
how I look at my friend, I'm like, how dare you let this person share a couch with me? You motherfucker.
I'm with you on that. That is a shared experience.
Don't you understand what this is about?
Like, shut up, kid. Get your own fucking cookie out of the kitchen. This is a big fucking drive. Do not understand.
Why aren't you sitting here next to me watching it with me? No, son of mine.
Who forced you?
No, if you host an NFL party and your team is not involved, I think you should force those people to at least bet $100 on the game.
Or a different TV. Like, go in the other room.
Force them to be vested in the game with their money. Because then you'll actually start paying attention and start caring and get pissed off for things that you know other people wouldn't get pissed off about. Like, yeah,
I like that. None of the square stuff either. You know,
not that. I mean, because that's kind of the entry level, the casual thing to get. You know, so you hope they kind of somewhat pay attention, but you don't have to because it's either end of quarters
them to
or
know who Drake May is. You know what I mean? Like, forces them to like Kenneth Walker. He scored. Okay, cool. I can check off this box. That's Kenneth Walker. You just learned something.
No, I want some fucking casual to be pissed off that Pop fucking Douglas didn't catch this ball for 7 yards to hit, you know, to cover his total yards. That's what I need at a Super Bowl party.
To hit that 18.5.
Exactly. Know who fucking Pop Douglas is and be pissed off when he doesn't catch the ball.
Pull up an offshore betting thing on your phone and make them put.
I had Austin Hooper over 2.5 yards receiving.
I love it.
I'm solid right there. You'll be fucking invested in the game,
bro. And of course, Ski, you're like opposite end of the spectrum from casual fan. You're like, you're in our D-Gens thing in Discord, like breaking down every single aspect of the Super Bowl. And
MVP.
You're not invested in it, but like, you hate the Patriots. And so,
number one team I hate the most.
You hate the
followed
Patriots.
By number two, the Seahawks.
You hate the Seahawks, so it's like fuck both these teams. But you got money riding on them being successful, which is hilarious.
Yes,
hilarious.
Yeah, I was very not pleased because I did at halftime bet the Jason Myers to be the MVP.
I was rooting
bullshit.
For you, man.
He should have won.
Yeah, that sucks.
But a quick little side note, I jumped into the 1982 NFL awards page here. So Mark Moseley, MVP with a 35% vote share. Second place at 33% was Oregon legend Dan Fouts.
Oh, Dan Fouts got beat out for the MVP by a kicker.
Here's his number. So in 9 games, like I said, strike short in season. 2,800 yards, so pretty good. Over 300 a game. Yeah. 17 tutties to 11 picks.
Boy, that is exceedingly average. Holy shit.
Number three, Marcus Allen was third. He ran for almost 700 yards and 11 tuds. And number four was Joe Theismann for a cool 2,000 yards, 13 tuds, and 9 picks.
Jesus.
Dude's just fucking in number Danny White of the Cowboys was fifth. 16 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Dude's just chucked it in general areas and got intercepted all the time. It's like in the 80s.
Eric Coryell, baby. Just running shoot. Like, no.
We killed Jay Cutler for doing that, but we made legends in other eras for doing that.
We did. I mean, Jameis Winston is a legend. When you lead the league in passing touchdowns and interceptions in the season, that's a legendary status.
Kind of is.
That is good. That is, yeah.
Will anybody ever do that again? I don't know, man. Like, that might be one of those unbreakable record things, right?
Maybe Jackson Dart on like a 7-11 Giants team.
Because you throw that many interceptions, you get benched.
He just throws for 37 and 21. I could see that.
Because
he just does the gritty with Scatabue every time throws a touchdown.
It's a tough spot because it can't be a bad team because you got to be able to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
But it's not a good team. Otherwise, you would, as you said, you would get benched if you throw 20 plus interceptions.
You
so
can't,
it's
you can't, have, like any, you can't have any running game either. Like you just
exactly, on
the,
top
all
top
you down. Can do is pass the ball, and you do all the time, and it doesn't matter. And yeah, somehow your defense is getting you possessions all the time.
Swoosh says Shador can do it. I don't think Shador can get the touchdowns.
I don't think he can. Yeah,
no way.
The team's just not good. They don't got enough weapons on top of him being just not as good.
There's too many like actual good quarterbacks who throw a lot of touchdowns now too. So he could do the picks. I wouldn't put that past him. He's saying we're racist.
So
yeah, okay.
So speaking of racist, I do have to ask thoughts on the halftime show.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's fine.
Well, I said it in the Discord, I didn't know a single bad Boone song.
Baboni.
My Spanish is mediocre at best. I was entertained, though. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah.
¿Qué es esto?
Esto slide flute?
Slide whistle?
I don't know what that. Slide whistle? ¿Cómo se dice a slide whistle?
¿De qué colores?
Azul.
Ooh,
y blanco.
Oh,
I don't know silver though. Yeah, I'm on like day 270 of Duolingo or whatever. I'm doing it big, guys.
How's your Espanol going after
poco bueno.
You took Spanish in high school and college, and
college.
You don't know it?
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah, I was like, bro, what are you talking about? First of all, I fucking failed.
La pluma es negra.
I failed in high school, which caused issues for me going into college in the first place. So, like, let's, come on. Oh,
fair
man.
Enough.
Yeah. Swoosh says 493. Yeah, are you on Spanish, Swoosh? Muy bien. Yeah, yeah, no, muy, it was good. It was good, man. Like, he's a great entertainer. Lady Gaga kicked ass. Like, I like when Gaga sings like that. She's a really good singer, man. And I just want her to sing sometimes.
Bitch, Adele. I mean, are we right here? Can I mean?
Don't bring up Adele in this company. You know, like, like, listener, if you don't know what we're talking about, like, Booble in our Discord, like, has been saying that Adele is terrible and trash and blah blah blah. And
I mean, King hates her because she's fucking British.
Yeah. No, she's one of the. She is one of.
She's
the
one of the
British.
She gets a pass. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. And then we were talking Bond songs in the Discord earlier today too, and her fucking Bond song is incredible. It's her best song in my opinion. So it's like, come on, what are we doing? Skyfall. It's amazing. What are we doing here? Yeah, but and then Ricky Martin coming out, dusting off Ricky Martin, who somehow looks better than he did fucking 20 years ago.
I mean,
like,
listen, like in the Discord in the last week, we've fawned over Ricky Martin and we've fawned over Hassan Piker.
Yep.
But I think it's okay to admit that Ricky Martin. Muy caliente.
Oh, baby.
Esto. Oh, muy. Ah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ah. But fillers, hair dye.
Whoa. Fire.
Let's be real. He's in his 50s. Like, come on. Like, let's be real. You don't spend that much time in the sun, even if you got that melanin and look that good. It's just, let's be real.
He's an icon.
Hot as hell.
Man. He's an icon.
He is an icon.
Yeah.
It was living La Vida Loca before Taco Bell even embraced that kind of ethos. That guy is a legend.
Was he after or before?
I don't think he was before Yo Quiero Taco Bell. That little chihuahua, I think, was before.
I don't know.
Maybe like a year or so. They were both late 90s.
Anyone else have a stuffed animal of that dog that if you touch the ear, it would say Yo Quiero Taco Bell? I did.
It's very un-American of you, then, Brian.
It's pretty great.
But like the funny thing to me about the halftime show is like there were some. I do actually think it was kind of a buying grievance to be like, I don't understand what he's saying. I want to sing along, like I did to you know, Maroon 5 or Bruce Springsteen. Some of these old fogey bands they used to roll out there. I kind of get that. Or Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I kind of get that grievance.
Yo, Kid Rock couldn't even sing along with his own song. What do you mean?
But,
he was fucking like 3 seconds behind.
But the funny thing to me about like the complaining was I thought it was just common knowledge. Like if the NFL had been like, we're going to play Igor Krasinski from Russia or someone from Germany, like some of these Germanic languages that just suck and they're grating to hear, that would be terrible.
I mean,
but Spanish has the advantage of being a romance language.
It is.
So anything they say, I mean, like you really could be like, well, eh, babone, babone, eso, el lápiz es azul, el autobús es babone,
you know, forget the thick Latinas.
Right, and that's my thing is when did we decide as a country that just Spanish doesn't just flow?
We don't
and
like that now.
Big
right?
booty like... Latinas aren't what we want to see on our screen.
Yo,
I thought universally. Big booty Latinas and thick Asians and
I mean, it's a rarity for the thick Asians.
So. And the most American thing is the thick blonde. I thought those were like the three things that as a country, right, left, middle, Dennis Kucinich,
black, white,
whatever
Asian,
you are.
Whatever. Like, yeah.
Those
we all
three
like that.
Types were like. There was a whole show in the 90s, if you don't remember, about thick blondes running on a beach. Like that was a whole thing. And thick Asians, whatever, thick Latinas. Since when don't we like a rhythmic booty bouncing in jeans on our TV?
I mean, Shakira and J-Lo built a career off it.
But again, no, but that's a good, I'm glad you brought that up because I think people forget because no one remembers who actually plays in the halftime show. They just complain about it. They complained about this one. They complained about Kendrick. They complained about Rihanna a couple years ago because she was black and pregnant and she was 7,000 fucking feet in the air and people complained about her. And Rihanna puts on a show. If you want to complain about Usher, okay, whatever. You got it bad. Didn't quite hit. You know, wasn't quite the energy. But in 2019, 2020, that Super Bowl before COVID hit, it was in Miami. It was the 49ers and the Chiefs. And it was Shakira, J-Lo, and Bad Bunny. That was the most Latin halftime show ever. Yes, mostly it was in English, except for Bad Bunny. But
Bad Bunny.
Like, you know, look back on that one. Are you going to complain about Shakira? You're going to complain about J-Lo? You're going to even complain about Bad Bunny? Because I'm telling you, that Bad Bunny guy, he's kind of a dish.
He's kind of a dish.
Bad hombre.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks good with a mustache.
It's the least gay thing that we could possibly say, how fucking attractive Bad Bunny is. So.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. Thank you for mentioning that. Because we've talked about how...
Clavicular
and how how men liking women is now gay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Ski's friend Clavicular. Yep. Mm-hmm. Have you heard what he was up to last weekend?
I saw there was a clip of him getting choked out. I saw that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like he got arrested.
Okay, I didn't see that.
He went to jail.
I saw
him. He got arrested.
I saw him like he challenged like all comers to like do MMA or whatever and like he got choked out. And the guy was like, while he was choking him out, he was like talking shit to him about all of his horrible takes. It was pretty good.
Yeah. And I think it was the same night he got arrested for something petty. He just had like Adderall or Xans on him that weren't his prescription. Who cares? But that same night when they went to the club, his buddy, Chrome Hair 0600, was talking about him and Clavicular at the club.
Wait,
this is Ski's friend.
That's his name?
Chrome Hair. I'm unaware of Chrome Hair.
Chrome Heart 600. Oh,
Chrome
is
Heart. All right.
Chrome Heart.
So Chrome
600.
Heart. Yes, was
and,
talking
and
about
Clavicular.
Ski's,
okay.
Ski's friend, yeah. Friend of Ski, Clavicular.
Yes,
and he was like, you know, they're at the club together, and he was like, Clavicular was Jester gooning when a group of Foids came up and spiked his cortisol levels. So let me read that again.
I did see
clavicular
this.
Clavicular was mid Jester gooning when a group of Foids, which Foids are incel women, in case you didn't know.
Incel women, is that what you said?
Incel women. Okay. Yep, incel women.
I was wondering.
Came and spiked his cortisol levels.
Yeah. As they do. I mean, of course. Okay.
Yes, yo, of course.
We gotta get these Foids out of our lives, yo.
Chromeheart 600 is asking, it's an important question. This is a very important question. Yeah. Like, do you want universal health care? Do you want student loans abolished? Do you think we should be free, you know, abolish slavery? It's up there in American questions. So Chromeheart 600 is now asking, is ignoring the Foids while munting and mugging moids more useful than SMV Chad fishing in the club? Again,
universal
Chromeheart,
yeah,
600 is asking if clavicular is if it's more important that he ignores the Foids while munting and mogging moids, if that's more useful than SMV Chad fishing in the club. Mm-hmm. I think it might be.
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of conversations about Chad fishing over the last like year or two. And, you know, like, first of all, I have done such a great job in my life the last like 10 plus years of keeping Foids out. Like, no Foids are... Foids, at this point, no Foid is interested in me.
And remember that Domino's commercial?
So that's great, right?
Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Foids. I am doing a fabulous job of that.
Yeah, so. but during this, Brog, have you been doing enough munting and mogging, though?
Well, I mean, we can only strive to do our best, right? I mean, like...
I don't think you're a mogger. I could see you munting.
You are not mogging.
Or you are mogging, but you're not munting. I don't think you're a munter.
All right. Well, you know, like
going again, so far back to when Colt Lierla against when Oregon was playing Tennessee, and he put a tweet out because he wasn't playing because he was an irresponsible drug addict. This Colt Lierla guy, and he said, "Johnny Munt for Heisman." You were recoiling. You were stick to your stomach because you can't munt. You are not a munter.
Well, I mean, the chat says Braga 100% is Jester gooning though.
I do think you could Jester goon. I bet you could Jester goon.
It's Jester goon of the
like
best.
No one's
what
business.
Do you mean? Yeah.
I believe that. I do believe that.
Yo, it ain't. I put the king hat on. Put the crown. You know what I'm saying? I'm the king Jester gooner. I can't with this shit, man. This fucking... So, Ski, like, what I would like for us moving forward... He's your boy. Mm-hmm. So like let's get him on, you know? Like let's have some evenings with your boy Clavicular, and let's have him teach us the ways, you know what I mean? Like
Because I don't think it'd go over too well, you talking about, you know, liking big Latin butts and, you know, Shakira's and J-Lo's. It is pretty
moity.
That's very moity, and you know, that just doesn't fly when you're Jester gooning or munting. I mean, come on.
I think like that might be the thing that holds me back the most is Shakira. You know, like
just Jester bunt.
Yep.
Max bunt.
Max bunt.
Yeah, with two X's. That's how you have to do it.
I'm like her breasts. I'm trying to small and humble, you know, I'm trying to be small and humble, you know, so you don't confuse me with mountains, you know, like, and it's, I'm failing. It's okay. I guess, you know, I'll just, yeah, maybe one day I can be up to your level, Ski.
Eventually you'll get there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clavicular. Hope he gets out of his intake.
Free Clavicular.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your cortisol levels just dropping that quickly?
Man, that's insane.
That would be so embarrassing.
I love the picture with that too. He's like recoiling from the female who's talking to him.
Disgusting.
Ugh.
Get this thing away from me.
Oh, God, repulsive.
Have you heard him talk? I haven't heard him talk, actually.
Well, I mean, we know Ski has. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, okay. All right. I mean,
very alpha, very masculine.
All right.
Not gay at all.
Okay.
Or maybe extra gay. I don't. Very gay.
Super gay?
Super gay, I think.
No,
right?
No, because if you. No. He's the opposite of that.
Mm.
Wait. Gay, like actually gay, but not gay because being gay is not gay. It's the straightest thing you can be.
Yes.
Yes.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Figuring it out.
That is super gooning right there.
Super gooning. Legendary goon.
Not super. Supra gooning.
Supra. Like you're. Yes. Yeah, like your 1990s get, Supra.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't get it twisted. It's different. It is different.
No. I hear you. Fender bringing up a good point. We spent the first 40 minutes of our 400th episode of this podcast talking about clavicular. This is the 400th episode of our podcast. Now, that dates back to the original run back in like 2010 or whatever. We stopped. I think it was like 105. We stopped. And then we picked it back up, thanks to COVID. That's the biggest tragedy to come from COVID, is that we started doing this podcast again. I think,
and we were bored. Yeah, we did it.
Super duper bored. Yeah, and I lost a job at the same time too. It was like a very much a fuck it period. but yeah, 400 episodes. That's kind of fucking crazy. So
can we talk about COVID real quick?
Of course.
I mean, yeah.
So this was a conversation that came up at work because I have to work with humans a couple days ago. I loved COVID. I thought COVID was fucking fun as hell. I had the best time of my life during COVID. I know people were like dying, but I was getting hazard pay. I was getting differential pay because, again, I had to work in person. I was like for like 22 months, I was like legit rich. It's like every check is so fucking huge. This shit rocks.
Your kids can't go out and spend it on shit. It's like,
yeah, I did. Yeah.
Just
stacking
cash.
Oh, yeah. You can't leave. Fly to Vegas and leave you at home with your auntie. But that shit rocked. Yeah. What a fun 18 months I had. I feel bad for the people that died. And I feel bad for the people that were scared.
Sure,
I do.
Sure.
But man, you had fun. We all had fun during COVID.
So the biggest thing that everybody had to do was stay home. So what you're saying is you had a great time being home, working from home.
Oh,
and
no, I didn't. No, okay. I had to go to work. I had to go to work.
Oh, you were
I was an essential worker.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I was getting hazard and differential pay. It was great.
That's why you're so pissed. That's why you're so pissed at everybody now, is because.
Well, no, I just think you guys are dorks now. You're afraid of going out. You're like, oh my god, I gotta see people in public.
Yeah, so you're like,
I went to order fried rice at Safeway and I had to talk to a person.
You're stacking cash, wearing a mask.
Dorks.
So wearing a mask, dorks. So you don't even have to like shave or anything. You could just look.
I didn't even wear
look.
A mask.
Like,
I just went out there. I was just. I was assuming.
I'm sure your work didn't enforce you wearing a mask at all. Yeah.
King was keeping this country together.
I was an essential worker. I was a uniter.
You and Burger King employees, you know, like you two, like same.
See, again, what a great time in the world. The Burger King guy on the flight. You guys remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, that King, you brought up this Burger King crown. That's kind of where I thought you were. That's why I immediately went.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't hit sound. Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
I don't think we have anything on the soundboard for that, which is good.
Yeah, no, we don't. We do not.
So you're just not going to talk, like, tell me about what it is? Is
nope.
it that bad
nope.
or what?
I mean, I would never say it.
Okay.
Bragamite? What do you think?
Probably. Yeah, just look up Burger King crown guy on a flight during COVID.
Was the Burger King guy and the you're not that guy pal, was he COVID as well?
No, he was like literally like right before COVID. Like,
right before COVID?
Right before. That guy.
And then there, what about the I just want to shake your hand. Was that
he was
COVID he was, airplane as well?
Yeah, he was like as COVID was ending guy.
Ah, all right, yeah. Yeah, that's how I kind of
I
just want to shake his hand.
The small bagel guy, that guy made me sad. It's like I'm 5'4". I get this everywhere I go. Women talk down to me. You're not my dad. You're not God, and you're not my boss. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And they're like, we're just serving you a bagel with lox. I saw the way you looked at me.
Did you figure out Burger King guy?
I think he's dead though. I think the bagel guy is dead though.
That was one of the really incredible things about humanity during the COVID era is just how people just could not deal. Like they like being told no at some point, just finally like they had finally reached the point where being told no for the like most mundane thing just put them over the fucking edge, and they needed to mobilize so they could get a haircut. They all needed to get together so they could go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. You know what I mean? Like
7-Eleven did not close. Let me tell you.
Yeah, fair. Actually, you're right. Good point. Yeah. That was a bad example. So I did.
Dairy Mart closed. 7-Eleven was open.
So I did look up the Burger King guy, and yeah. So like, he said all of these things on a plane from Jamaica to New York. Like, my guy, you can't say those words on that plane. You can't say those words on that plane.
Is there a worse...
Like, my guy.
Like, hypothetically, like, is there a worse flight to take to and from or from and there than Jamaica to LaGuardia?
Right?
And say that.
Wild.
I'm surprised no one killed him, but it was because we were all social distancing.
Exactly. Well,
he did say that
you can't choke someone out when you're social.
He did say a passenger need him in the stomach, according to this. So, yeah. All right. Let's see. Any other sports?
Real quick. Yeah. Swoosh asked, what flight can you say those words on? I don't know. Maybe like
Denver to Portland.
Yeah. There you go. A JetBlue flight from Denver to Portland. I think you could. No, Spirit Airlines.
Hey, listen, I would object, but I'd look around and be like, well, we're all the same. Man, we all look the same. So I'll just throw in my podcast and carry on. There's no one in here to get offended. It's Portland to Denver. We're all white. We're fine.
Hey, you know what? And speaking of which, do we want to talk about Nick Wright's All-Star Game solution?
Perfect segue. It's great.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Slippery slope.
Was it on Bill Simmons' podcast? Is that correct? Wright and Bill Simmons, my guy. Like, that is elite podcasting.
Yeah, but do you actually want to listen to either of them?
Not even a little bit.
Not a little bit, though.
No, yeah, so Nick Wright on that podcast said his solution to the All-Star Game would be whites versus blacks. And
yeah.
I think, to some people's surprise, everybody's kind of on board.
Talent-wise now, it would be a game. You know, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been a game, so you couldn't even bring that up as a subject now. But now it would be a game.
I'm curious, I don't know how much different it would be in terms of buy-in from the players. Like,
it would be buy-in. You can't lose to a bunch of whiteies. You can't lose to white people.
That's sort of where I was going to be too. It's like, cause the All-Star Game still doesn't matter. Like, it's still a completely worthless game that like, nobody's going to play defense or whatever, but also they might. And they might take it like really seriously at some point in the game. And it might be surprising how serious they take it at some point in the game. So I don't know, man.
Here's a quick question for you guys.
It's a solution.
I'm just looking at right now. Who was the last black American to win the MVP?
LeBron James?
Nope.
MVP of what?
Of the NBA. NBA MVP. That was a black American. Because I think he could go, because the other one option you could, is continue on the world versus America.
Was it
that's the other angle you could go.
The Celtics guy? What's his name?
All right, I'll give you a hint. It was 2017-2018.
Really?
No, I'll say it was
it was a Warrior. It was Steph, nope. Right?
Nope.
KD?
Nope.
2017-2018?
It was James Harden.
Oh, Harden. Huh. Okay.
And yeah. Then before that was Westbrook, Steph, Durant, LeBron. It was all American black guys. And then all the Euro trash and Canadians started winning it all. So I think you go one or the other. I think you go America versus the world, even though America might get fucking dusted at this point. Or, I mean, as you said, this is it's a meaningless NBA All-Star game is worthless. My first thing, my thought, Nick Wright's idea was you just get rid of the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because that would have been fine with that, too.
But you can't. They won't.
But you can't.
Yeah.
All-Star game, Pro Bowl, like, why? Just stop doing them. Like, baseball's good still. Do we like baseball, even?
I mean, it's the best one.
Derby's
but...
fun. Yeah, like, I mean...
I mean, it's not appointment television by any stretch anymore because.
But the thing with baseball, at least though, is that, you know, unlike basketball, guys don't try. I mean, you don't need to play an extra game running around hard, playing physical. I mean, baseball, they still pretty much play at 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only seeing one pitcher for one inning. You're not seeing, you know, Garrett Crochet or Scooble for shoving up your ass for seven innings, but. Yeah, it's still played fully, you know, in them trying as hard as they can.
Well, so, yeah, like pitchers, you know, unless you're like Chan Ho Park facing Cal Ripken, pitchers can't really just go through the motions. Yeah. Like they got to throw hard. And if someone is throwing hard to you, you got to swing hard. And if someone is swinging at full velocity, the infielder's got to, you know what I mean? So baseball is a different sport in that way than the others.
And also, you know, adding that the winner of it gets the home field for the World Series.
Well, that's over now.
I know, but leading up to that, I mean, there was, 10 plus years of that?
Something like that, yeah.
So it was another reason for at least the teams that were going to make the playoffs had something a little extra to play for as well. Because we've established, it's been a while now since it's been established that there's not enough money for them to care. Like you said, you bringing up a bunch. This isn't the Pro Bowl in the 90s where getting a vacation to Hawaii with your family was
a big deal.
You know, that would have cost you like a quarter of your yearly paycheck there. There's just too much money to make money
also
matter.
In fairness, it still might. Back up. If you checked out flights to Hawaii.
It is true.
Sorry, I need to block my dog here. He is like... Fender mentioned it in the chat. My dog is not giving any fucks right now. And he wants to play. He's going to come play. How about Trinidad Chambliss? Any thoughts on that? So he was denied an extra year. There was like a medical. He was applying for a medical year. He was denied by the NCAA. And essentially he gave the NCAA like doctor's notes, like information about why he should be given the medical year, and the NCAA still said no. He challenged it in court and won. And the court, like the judge, like talked for like 8 hours about why he thought the NCAA sucked. But in the end, essentially, it's like they acted in bad faith. They got that information and denied it just for no good reason. And so, like, the only reason I bring this up is because a guy challenged the NCAA on his eligibility and won. And so not necessarily setting a precedent here, but kind of setting a precedent here where if you
didn't yeah. we have a rule established already for essentially a medical redshirt year, right? I mean, that's essentially what he was arguing, right?
Yeah.
Don't they have, yes. don't they have guidelines in place already that, you know, if you go over it or you don't meet it, then it doesn't count.
But that's the thing, is his medical redshirt year, quote unquote, was in 2022. Ferris State never applied for it because he wasn't going to start. Yeah. He wasn't the starter. So it didn't matter.
Yeah, so he wasn't going to play anyways. So
then make another rule now. You can't retroactively redshirt medically. You have to take it right after that year or otherwise it's gone. How about that?
Time. Like, do it in real time.
Or just, yeah, exactly. or just like,
just do that then.
The rules are fucking dumb anyways. Like,
but we don't need, like I think there's a difference between this one and, like, let's just say Dylan Gabriel, because he was a 6-year player, right? Is anyone going to argue that when he tears his ACL in September of a year, he shouldn't get a medical redshirt? Because that's been the rule forever. Mm-hmm. He was a starter, was a multi-year starter. Didn't get him. He got a medical redshirt because, of course, he did, right? And then his other redshirt year was the COVID year. That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Arguing mm-hmm. against that redshirt is kind of dumb. But again, a backup quarterback 4 years later going for a medical redshirt is at a different school is so dumb. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but it is insanely stupid. And the only reason, like, this really, the NCAA has been inconsistent and capricious. You're just saying capricious because you're an Ole Miss grad who went to law school. That's like, give me the capricious. Like, okay, yes, they have been. Like, Nafali Dante didn't get a 6-year because in his true freshman year, he tore his ACL in his 12th game and not his 10th game.
You That's are acting shallow and pedantic.
Pedantic. But I'm just saying, let there be a trade. Like, call it in real time. If Ferris State had applied for this in 2022, fine. If I think Ole Miss's starting quarterback going into this year was Austin Simmons. I believe his name was Austin Simmons. If Austin Simmons does not get hurt in week 3 or 4 and Chambliss comes in and lights it up, Chambliss never plays and is out because no one wants him for a 6-year. So he's not going to retroactively go back 4 years to find a medical redshirt. It's dumb. I get why they're appealing to these on their home court in their home states. It's stupid. And tomorrow, Tennessee and Joey Aguilar have another one. That's why the NCAA lawyers left this one while the foghorn leghorn was still with fucking Cory Booker filibustering.
Like, still talking?
Well, I say tonsils hurt. I say sleep important.
I'll tell you what,
But it's just, we'll see. Maybe Joey Aguilar wins. And his is a different case because it's a JUCO thing. But
yeah. But should this not have the NCAA set strict guidelines now? Like, I agree with Booble. You should get 5 years, period.
It should be
5 years. You get one free transfer and that's it.
It should be 5 for 5.
Yes.
5 years to play 5. If weird shit happens and you can't play and that affects your studies, the school should pay for your education in year 6 or what. You know what I mean? Like, that should be a thing. And maybe you get 2 transfers. You get one as an undergrad. And if you're playing a 5th year, you know,
a 5th year one, maybe. Yeah.
Right. And there's different things. A coach leaves, you know, whatever, but it should be a general 5 for 5 and they pay for your education if you haven't graduated in 5 years, but you're not a player. You're not an athlete. You are a student past year 5.
Yeah. Swoosh McDuck is right though. I think Arby's already has that trademarked 5 for 5. So I don't know if I think that might throw a wrench into
things. I mean, you can still use it. You just couldn't put it on a t-shirt or something.
You just got to pay Ving Rhames, I think.
They do have the meats, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's, you know, because otherwise, if they don't do something, it's going to be this shit every year going forward now, because there's too much money involved now. Now all comes back. It's just about money, just goddamn money, because old Chambly is going to make, I don't even know where if he'd even get drafted. Has he been on any draft boards anywhere?
He's going to get paid next year. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm saying it. What? Not in the NFL. If he was forced to go to the NFL, so
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When this is involved now, make just fucking black and white rules it. NCAA, quit waffling on shit.
Boy, that's a theme, isn't it? Right? Like, geez, it all comes back to that.
Huh. I mean, we're fine with black and white, but not the Browns.
He's black. All right. He's white. Better deal.
Yeah.
From Booble. Better deal, 5 for $5 at Arby's, $5 footlong, or $5 hot and ready at Little Caesars?
$5 footlong. Yeah. Legendary.
$5 for $5 Arby's all day.
Yeah, they're not they're not even doing $5 footlong anymore, I don't think. Like, I'm pretty sure that's
gone. No, it's now say $16 footlong.
And the
now.
Little Caesars is not $5 either. That's like $7 now, I think. I know, because I went and got one for my kid like a month
ago. When was the last time you guys had been to Arby's?
I haven't been to Arby's in like a decade plus, like literally.
I went within the last year because they brought back the potato squares for like a month, and I loved those things, so I went for the potato squares.
Yeah, I mean, other Arby's than is that, great, I don't know if there's anything on their menu that's under $5 anymore. So it's
Roast beef is expensive.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever gone
anymore? We're getting all that beef coming in.
You ever gone to even like the shittiest deli, like a Winco deli, and wanted roast beef? Ooh. They're like, here's a pound of turkey for $9. Here's a pound of roast beef, $17.25.
You better not be looking at that fucking London broil, I'll tell you that.
And then you look at the expiration date, and you're like, I have to eat this pound of roast beef in 48 hours?
Yeah.
Roast beef deli meat is the riskiest thing ever. That shit goes bad. The second you bring it home, it is spoiling.
Yeah. You better be baking a massive, essentially an Arby's sandwich.
Yeah, you have to eat it. You have to eat it.
Half a pound minimum per sandwich.
Yeah, within 24 hours. And even that's sketchy.
I don't care how much melted cheese you put on roast beef. There's like a billion other meats I would eat before roast beef. So
Name them.
Ham?
Name sandwich meats.
Oh my God, you asked the wrong day. I have no brain.
Little head cheese.
Pastrami.
I hate pastrami.
You hate pastrami? Ugh. Oh, bro. So good.
It smells like dirty pussy. It's nasty. Huh. It's gross. Huh. Ugh. Yuck.
Well, I mean, all pussy is dirty. Like, that's
people just say they like people just say they like pastrami. Like,
so
people just say they like pastrami. So, like, I went to New York once and I went to Katz's Deli. Mm-hmm. Try the pastrami the next time you're there.
It's like this big.
Hey, real quick, Swoosh, can you actually put that if there is an article or something on Oregon trying to ban all hunting and fishing? Can you put that in the Discord? Because I want to see this insanity that someone is proposing in this state.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. How about that?
Let's put it in the Discord. I just want to read what this crazy thing is.
Okay.
Because that ain't going to fly with me.
So let's get to our list. How about that? And end this podcast. Again, let's push that topic for next week, because we're going to need stuff to talk about. Our top three, our list, comes from Ski, came up with a good idea. James Vanderbeek passed away this week. James Vanderbeek, like really awesome guy. I don't know if you just like followed him in real life at all, or like just saw what he was like, followed him on Instagram or whatever. Like, really cool guy, man. Just like really nice dude, really nice family guy, had like 5 daughters, like just really cool guy. And lost his battle with cancer. Fuck cancer forever.
By the way.
Yep.
By the way, we lost the course in America when we made people that just have daughters the superior parents. It was such a bizarre overcorrection. Like, yeah. Oh, girl dad.
Girl dad. Yeah, like, I know.
Oh, okay.
You're sorry, not an asshole to your daughter. Sorry, so that makes you better.
My genes decided that we had boys. My masculine genes. Well, curled.
It's actually the opposite, but yeah, okay.
Didn't the scientists say that you get male children by your wife achieving orgasm during conception? I believe that's a science thing. So. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess good for you, King.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's great. It was such a funny overcorrection. Shout out, rest in peace, Kobe. But my God, that 2.5 years was insufferable, where it was like, oh, your kid is a boy. Oh, I don't think we can play at the park with you anymore. You're a boy, Dad. Ew. What a weird
toxic.
Yeah, toxic. Yeah.
So anyway. James Vanderbeek.
I'm gonna go by tampons now.
Right.
Let's see. I got to do both with the same kid. So that's a thing. Don't ask any extra questions.
Nope.
So our list is top three 1990s teen dramas, television shows. Our top three 1990s teen dramas. And there are some absolute bangers. Obviously, this would include Dawson's Creek, which James Vanderbeek. Mm-hmm. So who wants to start? I got some honorable.
We'll start Liz. Ah. All right, go, King. You ready? So go.
My number three, Boy Meets World.
A great one, because there's like a line here, right? There's like a line between what a drama and a comedy, and I think that was more drama for sure, because I was like, does Fresh Prince count? But I think Fresh Prince was like more comedy.
There's enough drama
there's
in
enough
it.
Drama.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
His
okay.
Dad.
Yeah. Why doesn't he want to be with me? Why did he want to know me?
Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right, what's yours, Ski?
My number three is surprisingly, the J.J. Abrams vehicle, Felicity.
Felicity.
Sorry, Terry Russell.
Felicity was kind of a banger, too. Yeah. My number three is Blossom. Yeah. Yeah. Miami
Hats. Yep.
Joey Lawrence was in that, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good shit.
My number two.
Sorry. I love that you're jumping ahead with that one, though. That's good shit there. All right. Threes real quick from the chat. We only got a couple of them so far, guys. You slacking? Like, get them in there. Boobles is Buffy, which, yes. Buffy. Fenders is Beverly Hills 90210. That's a drama. All right.
I always wonder, was Beverly Hills... Is that quite a teen drama? I almost feel it's like a young adult, kind of like where it was like Melrose Place.
Teens watch.
I think Melrose Place was
a little more
of a young
edgier,
adult,
a little edgier. Yeah,
I think 90210 was still.
We had
that was teens.
We had there were groups of friends like in our school who would like have watch parties of that show. So did you go to Roosevelt? No, you didn't, did you?
Did
you?
I did.
You did. Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. There were kids at Roosevelt who had watch parties for 90210.
Oh, my buddy had an older sister, and if I was ever over there, it was that and Melrose. It was like they fucking like tried to beat the shit out of us to like shut the fuck up, Melrose. And
that's awesome.
And Beverly Hills is on.
All right. Let's see. So your number two was My So-Called Life.
Yes, which was such a good show. It only was one season.
Yeah, weird, right?
I'm right there. I'm right there as well. Old Claire Danes and Jared Leto.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm. Mm. God damn, there was some great TV in the 90s. My number two is looks like it's the same as Boobles. It is Freaks and Geeks. What, Judd Apatow made that, right?
Yeah.
Did he make it? Yeah.
I never liked it, even though the cast is,
Linda Cardellini.
Going back.
Yeah. Give me Linda Cardellini all day long. Yes, sir. All right, what was your two, Ski?
Mine was My So-Called Life as well.
That's right. That's right. Let's see. Two's from the chat. We got Freaks and Geeks from Booble and Nothing Yet from Fender. Everybody in the chat is slacking. Cool, cool, cool. Everybody get yours in. Fender also says Freaks and Geeks. All right, cool. What's your one, King?
My number one, Seventh Heaven. A little bit of God in there. A little bit of God.
Oh, yeah.
There was always a godly message at the end, and the Father was just always so good at delivering this godly message.
Just
listen,
enough.
I know we spilled the bucket of chicken at the church party, but here's what, you know, it's just.
Here's what the Lord would say in that case.
Here's what the Lord would say.
Yeah. We are all fallible, especially when it comes to fried chicken.
And in my head, I was going to say Gilmore Girls. That started way later than I thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not be a 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. Ski.
My number one, I feel, is the ultimate 90s show, and that is Party of Five. Great. You got Nev Campbell. You got Jennifer Love Hewitt. You got Lacey Chabert. And then you also got then you also got Jeremy London and old Scott Grimes from American Dad.
Yo, what a show.
Great show. And it ran for like a million episodes.
Yep. That's the thing with like a few of these shows is they had like 150 plus episodes, which is just fucking crazy. Like, how do you come up with that many storylines for these fucking people? It's bonkers. My number one is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That and Angel sort of side by side, but Buffy kicked ass, man. Like, it just did.
I could see you being a charmed guy as well. But I think it's a little later. I don't think that was 90s, but
I mean, a few years later, he was Team Edward. So.
I was.
Yeah, it's true. He was.
I was Team Alyssa Milano, whatever the hell Alyssa Milano was in. Period. End of story. All right. That is all.
I believe that was Charmed. Wasn't that Charmed? I thought she was in Charmed.
She was in Charmed, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. One's from the chat. Boobles is Wonder Years. Fender's is My So-Called Life. And WCP hops in with his number one and says Fresh Prince. All right.
The Wonder Years is a great show.
1,000%. Yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
That's also a 90s, not set in the 90s, though. Yeah. So it's
true. It is 60s.
You know. Doesn't count. Well, actually, wasn't Freaks and Geeks set like in the 80s or something?
The 80s, I believe it was the 80s.
Yeah. So. All right, let's see.
King's favorite show. Yeah, honorable mention from Booble, Daria.
Yeah.
La 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 la. What a great show that was. It tricked everyone into thinking Janine Garofalo was the voice for 20 years, and she definitely was.
She sure was not. Yep. Let's see. And then also Roswell from Booble as an honorable mention. Some other ones that I wrote down too. Doogie Howser, MD. Patrick Harris. Do you guys watch Parker Lewis Can't Lose? I fucking love that show.
Never watched it. Yeah. Fantastic. Know what it is. Never watched it.
Yep. Yeah. And then ones you guys already said. So.
Yeah. On this note, the wife and I have decided we're going to start to watch a rewatch of The OC because we found it streaming. Yeah. Oh,
love it.
I know.
Phantom Planet, that song, that intro, ooh, it hits so hard. That piano.
I mean, even our, they snuck our buddy. Wasn't there a Rock and Roll Soldier song in The OC?
There was. No, that was One Tree Hill. That was
One Tree Hill. One Tree Hill. Yeah.
The boys.
Yeah. If only this was 2000s teen dramas. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
pick exclusive Rock and Roll Soldiers projects. Because they were in Gran Turismo 2, I think, weren't they?
Like, and MLB.
MLB this,
the MVP this, Baseball 2005. MVP baseball.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Would Touched by an Angel count in the, not that I would put it on the list, but would Touched by an Angel count in this category?
Not teen.
Or is it too vast? Yeah, it wasn't teen.
Not teen. Yeah, no. I like where your head's at, though, because you're going the Lord's drama.
Well, no, yeah, I'm just saying, Fridays and Saturdays in the American household in the 90s were so different, even in like the early 2000s. It was just different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying better. I'm not saying worse.
Yep.
I'm just saying it was different. TGIF, SNCC, you know, the Gilmore Girls in 2006, right after on the WB, right after the OC ends.
Yo,
you know, it was
Nickelodeon's run with SNCC and then Nick at Night, too, like showing all the old, like I Love Lucy on Nick at Night and shit. Like,
awesome. They had everything.
You could watch Doug and then Mork and Mindy within an hour.
I'm saying.
Patty Mayonnaise to Nanu Nanu. It was so good.
When you woke up too, all the way till noon, you could watch USAM and watch fucking like 10 episodes of Wings.
And American
Gladiator.
It was
a different time, man.
Yeah.
I honestly think it was a better time where we just got force fed what we watched. It was, it was literally better. We were forced to expand what we watch. All of our algorithms suck. Mine sucks. Yours sucks. Everyone sucks. We're echo chambers of algos. I would have never watched some of these shows if it wasn't forced upon me.
Yeah. No YouTube. At like, one in all the I watch, all I watch is YouTube now. And I just like that whatever the algorithm takes me to based on what I've already watched.
Yeah. We're all slaves to it. We're all slaves to
it. Not watching the same 7 episodes of Salute Your Shorts over and over again, you know?
Oh, like, we run, we jump, we swim, and then play.
I like
run and go on trips. What the thing that lasts forever? Yeah, because it was a different time. Hey, dude. Like, hey, dude. It was just a different. I would have
Christine
never watched
Taylor,
a show like that.
Come on, man.
Ah, and then she was in the Brady Bunch, which made me watch the Brady Bunch movies, which made me 20 plus years later make you watch the Brady Bunch movies.
And we all loved it, again, by the way. Like,
yeah,
spoiler,
well, the Brady Bunch, the Brady
spoiler
Bunch.
Spoiler alert, listen to our podcast about the Brady Bunch movie. Yeah.
The Brady Bunch sitcom gets a lot of hate. Yes, their yards were full of AstroTurf. And
different times, man. Different
times. The relationship with the maid was a little weird. And the dad was a gay man, a homosexual man with AIDS. And the wife was sleeping with the children in the house. But it was a wholesome show.
Yeah.
And we all loved it. We gathered around the tube to watch it on USA Network. Because our parents told us to. Because we're force-fed to.
Yeah.
The
shows they watched. Yeah.
The parents used to be the algorithm.
Yeah.
That was the algorithm. Whatever your parents said.
Sit down and watch this shit while I go do something.
Yeah.
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 While I go
and
have
you
a
just
drink.
Went, oh, Jan.
Marsha.
That Peter is so wacky.
Good times, guys. By the way, tell me you haven't ever seen or heard the podcast without telling me you've never seen or heard the podcast, Fender. He just said he wants an episode of us breaking down Wings, as if we haven't done that like a billion times already. Come on, bro. Is that the next iteration of the movie podcast? Is like the
it's just sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
We just watch. We watch 4 episodes in a week, and we congregate.
I don't hate that at all.
Don't hate this idea at all.
This is not bad because we have talked about some really shitty movies.
We all need some Helen Chapel in our life.
Yeah. It might be the spring of the sitcom. And we just
spray. That's a good idea. We'll see.
There's so many episodes of Wings also that would go for.
I know, like pick the best 4 episodes of Wings, like, and then talk about them. Hoo-wee. It's great. Yeah, thanks, Fender. You're right. I talk shit, and you're totally right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's end the podcast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, everybody. Alex Kaninsky. Sports Berea on all the things, Twitch, YouTube, Discord, join that. Speaking of which, Discord is a place you can give us movie suggestions. Yours is coming up in a couple of weeks. This week's movie is mine, and it is The Rover, which is on Netflix. Came out in 2014. Guy Pearce, Robert Pattinson. The Rover. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
The Rover. Always a PC game to play in your elementary school. You could have been playing Smear the Queer, but you were just saying Red Rover, Red Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And on that note,
always a good
bye. Mama's Family episodic breakdown. Go, baby. Queen Vicki Lawrence. Let's give her a crown. Let's go.
What a show.
All right, bye.